Okay, again, welcome everybody to the Village of Maybrook Board meeting for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. We are doing this via conference call due to the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Village of Maybrook Board meeting is now being recorded and will be posted on the Village of Maybrook website as soon as possible. So without further ado, I'll put this over to Tina. Would you please do a roll call?
Certainly. Let's see. Let's start with Mayor Dennis Leahy.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Robert Pritcher.
Present.
Trustee Kevin Graney.
Here.
Trustee Daryl Capizzoli.
Present.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think you forgot me, Tina. I'm here, Jim Barnett.
Can you hear me, Trustee Jim Barnett?
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
I'm here. Yep, I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay.
Also on the call, we have our attorney, Kelly Norton. And we also have and Sean Hoffman as well.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, how you doing, Sean?
Okay, Tina, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. If I could get approval of the minutes, please.
Trustee Graney.
Motion made by.
Accepted.
Okay.
Second by Trustee.
Motion made. Second.
Trustee Capizzoli.
Okay, so the motion was made by Trustee Graney.
Correct.
Second by Trustee Capizzoli.
Correct.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Now for the bills.
Okay.
I'm assuming everybody was able to get in for that, to take a look at the bills.
I'll make a motion to accept the bills. Deputy Mayor Pritchard.
Motion by Deputy Mayor Pritchard. Second.
Second.
By Trustee Kevin Graney. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mayor, I'm not opposed, but I have to abstain. I did not get a chance to get in and view the bills. This is
okay,
Trustee
one
Barnett.
Abstention. One abstention from Trustee Barnett. And we have all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, none opposed. Okay, next.
Thank you. Okay, first on the agenda, we have a draft of the looking for authorization to enter into the OnSolve service agreement for Code Red. The fee is $3,100 a year, which will be effective June 1, 2020.
Okay, I'll give a little information on this. We had an agreement with the town of Montgomery for the last 3 to 4 years, which was for $4,000 per year we were paying. I contacted the Code Red Services, and they have given us a quote for $3,100 per year, which is a $900 savings. We had received a copy of the agreement, which I forwarded to our attorney, and I'll hand it over to Kelly. Did you get a chance to read it over?
I got a chance to read it over, so we would just need authorization from the board to authorize you to enter into that. And that's it.
Okay.
You need a motion,
okay.
Kelly?
Before we go to motion, I just want anybody have any comments?
No.
Trustee Barnett, I think it's good that you did this. This is just for our village now, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so I would like to make the motion that we enter into this agreement.
Okay, accept the agreement as proposed for $3,100. Do I have
exactly.
A second?
I'll second. Trustee Pritchard.
Second by Deputy Mayor Bob Pritchard. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passed.
Thank you. Next, we have our local law to override the tax cap.
Okay, Kelly, you want to go into a little detail of what we have to do here?
Yes. So as the board knows, you've done this in previous years. If you are going to go over the tax cap, or even if you think you're going to go over the tax cap, you have to have a local law in place prior to doing so. So you should have received a draft of that local law for introduction at tonight's meeting, and it does require a public hearing. It has to be in place prior to actually accepting the budget. So what I would recommend, unless anybody has any questions on the local law itself, would be to schedule a public hearing on this local law for April 13th, 2020. It is an action that is not subject to CECRA, and it does not require referral to the planning department.
Any questions from the board members?
No.
Well, none here.
No.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to enter a public hearing on April 13th.
And to override the local law.
To override the local law for the tax cap, yes.
Trustee Caprio, a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any further discussion from anybody?
I just want to say that we'll be working with Dennis and Tina to set up procedures for public hearings. Obviously, these meetings are not open to the public, but there does have to be an opportunity for the public to weigh in. The governor has put certain restrictions and lifted certain restrictions as well for the open meetings law, which is why we're able to have this meeting tonight. But we'll notice the meeting appropriately when it's published in the paper.
Perfect.
Further details to follow.
Right. Yes.
Okay, next on the agenda.
Okay, next, and we also need to set our budget hearing for April 13th at 7 p.m.
Now, we will be setting the budget hearing for April 13th, depending on what because this is changing day to day for us. So as we move along, we're going to keep an eye on what's going on. So I'll entertain a motion from the board to authorize to set a budget hearing on April 13th at 7 p.m.
Trustee Capozzoli has the motion.
Okay.
Trustee Capozzoli has the motion. Second.
Second.
No, second. Not somebody else.
Second by Trustee Greeny. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Can people hear me? Mayor, can people hear me?
Yep. Yeah,
now
I did,
I can.
But Kevin,
yes.
Kevin spoke before you. Sorry, Jim.
Oh, okay. Because I'm
wondering if my
phone
time.
Is getting through. Okay.
Okay. Anyone opposed?
No.
No.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, motion carried.
Great. Thank you. That's it for me.
Okay. I just have a few things. It's going to be a little lengthy, so just bear with me. On Tuesday, March 17th, 2020, at 5:30 p.m., as the chief executive of the Village of Maybrook, I declared a state of emergency for the entire Village of Maybrook beginning at 12:01 a.m. on March 18th, 2020, and which continued until midnight, March 22nd, 2020. The following is a summary of the declaration. The Village Hall and each of the offices and places of business of government of the Village of Maybrook, including the Department of Public Works and the Village Police Department offices, are hereby closed to the public. The Village offices will be available for in-person services, payments, and permits by appointment only during the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m., Monday through Friday. All meetings of the Village of Maybrook Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals are canceled until further notice. All village parks shall remain open, but all Village of Maybrook recreation activities are canceled. The Maybrook Senior Center is closed until further notice. The George C. Bullis Memorial Community Center is closed until further notice. Consistent with the guidelines and protocols issued by the New York Unified Court System, Village Court is closed until further notice. This information is posted on the Village of Maybrook website, Village of Maybrook Facebook page, and a code red was sent out as well. On Sunday evening, March 22nd, 2020, I signed the Declaration of Local Law of Emergency Executive Order Number 2 of 2020 at 5:30 p.m. To summarize, the executive order includes a measure taken concerning the reduction in the village's in-office workforce, payments made by residents for village services, and the Maybrook Court. It also addresses the Maybrook Railroad Museum, which was scheduled to open on April 1st, but is now postponed until further notice. This executive order is for 30 days and expires at midnight on April 21st, 2020. This executive order is posted on the website and the Maybrook Facebook page as well. I want to thank our New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York State Senator James Skoufis, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse, and Town of Montgomery Supervisor Brian Marr for their efforts of keeping elected officials informed of new developments. Any seniors in need of assistance can call the Village of Maybrook Government Center at 845-427-2717, extension 201. For Clerk Treasurer Tina Johnson, emergencies, call 911, and for non-emergencies, contact the Maybrook Police Department at 845-427-2226. Also, thank you to Tina, Matt, Butch, our attorneys Kelly and Rick, and our village engineer Sean Hoffman. We've been putting in the time to keep the residents informed and also to continue business in the village as usual. I appreciate everyone's efforts. New developments are occurring daily, and we will do everything possible to keep our residents updated with the most current information. In the meantime, let's take it one day at a time. Take care of yourself, your family, friends, and neighbors, and I wish everybody good health and happiness. On Friday, March 20th, 2020, the Village of Maybrook filed the tentative budget for 2020-21 with the village clerk. The tentative budget includes a 5.5% increase with a rate of $16.22 per thousand assessed. The Village of Maybrook Board of Trustees were scheduled for a budget work session on Monday, March 16, which had to be canceled due to the coronavirus. Village board members were copied the tentative budget, and I will be reaching out to them individually for them to weigh in on any proposed additional cuts, budget cuts. Copies of the tentative budget are available at the Village of Maybrook Government Center by appointment only. Please contact Village of Maybrook Clerk Treasurer Tina Johnson at 845-427-2717, extension 201, or email vjohnson@villageofmaybrook.com to set up an appointment. The adopted budget is due on May 1st, 2020, and will be posted on the Village of Maybrook website at www.villageofmaybrook.com. The Village of Maybrook board elections were scheduled for Wednesday, March 18th, on Monday, March 16, 2020, to keep New Yorkers safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order delaying village elections statewide until the April 28th primary election. The number one priority is to keep the residents safe and to take every precaution in stopping the spread of the coronavirus. The delay of village elections will help ensure poll workers and the voters are not potentially exposed to the virus and at the same time maintain the integrity of our election system. Our next village board meeting is tentatively scheduled for Monday, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Maybrook Government Center. Our reorganization meeting is scheduled
April 13th.
Right. Okay. Our next village board meeting is tentatively scheduled for Monday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Maybrook Government Center. Our reorganization meeting scheduled for this meeting has been postponed until after the village elections take place. Residents will be kept informed of any new developments as we go forward. I wish all the Maybrook board members, our staff, our consultants, and the residents and their families the best of health as we progress through this crisis. Stay positive, and we'll get through this together. Thank you, everyone. I'll go to Trustee Kevin Graney.
This is Trustee Kevin Graney. I talked to Donnie on the phone today, Dennis. Everything is working well. We had a little overflow, not about 700,000 gallons this weekend because of the rain, but today is down to normal. Otherwise, everything's running good down there except for the generator last week, which you seen the bill. That was all to report on. I wish everybody is safe. Please be safe with your families and everything, and we'll get through this together, like you just said. and a belated happy birthday to the mayor. I just wanted to draw that in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next, Trustee Barnett. Oops, sorry.
Hi. Am I on, Mayor?
Kevin, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I said I know I texted you that day, but that's all.
Thank you.
No problem. Go ahead, Jim, you're up.
Trustee Barnett.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. It's good to see with the emergency declaration, we still have our building inspector doing what's absolutely necessary, and that's a good thing. Being the oldest member of the board, I think it's important that we all learn this expression, social distancing, going to be an important part of our daily lives for a while. And I just hope everybody gets well. We will get through this. We will get through this well. And thank you for everything you're doing. So I know you're spending a lot of time with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I'll have the Deputy Mayor, Bob Pritchard.
Thank you. Happy birthday, belated. I, for one, did not remember that it was your birthday, but I do remember when my wife's is, so I guess that's okay. I just want to say a couple of things. The meetings are progressing for the economic development strategies for getting across the railroad tracks on Main Street. So we are progressing with those meetings. However, they are not in person. They're on conference calls. So keep our fingers crossed that everything goes well with everything. So far, it is. On another note, a sadder note, if you will, I was in Lowe's today, and I want to say that the place was absolutely packed, and it seemed to me that there is not a lot of people, general public, that is taking this thing seriously, and it brings to mind what was going on in Cocoa Beach last week with the college kids on spring break. While I was in Lowe's, there had to be the place was absolutely packed. There was no social distancing that I could see at all. I walked 20 feet into the store, turned around, walked back to my van, got my mask on and gloves, and then went about my business. I did the same thing in ShopRite, going through ShopRite, and then I went into Village Hall today. Not because I'm afraid that I'm going to contract anything, but none of us know where anybody else has been, who they've come in contact with, or anything else. They're talking about bell curves right now. The bell curves are, they have not peaked in this country, not even close. Seattle is 2 weeks ahead of us. They are still rising with cases. And New York City is one of the biggest hot spots around. So I do believe that we should all take this extremely seriously and just do our part, as little or as big as that may be. I'm down to one mask left, so I would donate them, but one's not going to make much of a difference. So to my point, I think, is to everybody to be safe. And as Jim pointed out, being the oldest member of this group, we'd like to see you for another 10 years. So just be cognizant of your surroundings and take it seriously. Take it very seriously. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Your mouth to God's
ears.
Right.
Trustee Capozzoli.
All right, Trustee Capozzoli. I'd like to thank the mayor, the board, the staff, our attorney, our engineer for all their work during this difficult time. I know things aren't easy right now. The community center, as we know, is closed for the safety of the family and the staff that works there and the families of the community that use it. For me, things are changing extremely quickly at work. Each minute, it feels like there's a new rule, a new regulation. I'd like to reiterate what Bob said, social distancing. I have parks right now that I'm going to where I have groups of 20 or 30 standing together. It's just not acceptable. We have to start practicing for the safety of all. And that's all I have, just prayers to everybody.
Great. I just want to add that there have been almost daily conference calls by the county exec that I have been on. So I have been updating the Village website and the Village of Maybrook Facebook page with every bit of information that's been coming across. And we're going to continue to do everything possible to keep our residents informed and stay on top of what's happening. So I've reached out to the local businesses. I've spoken to Little Pops. I've talked to Cindy at Lord's Florist. I've also reached out to the Mainline Diner, and they have a hotline to me as well. So we have our finger on the pulse, and we're going to keep an eye on it going forward.
Okay.
Now, I don't believe that the chief is on. Is the chief on? He said he was going to try to get on tonight, so I don't think he's on. So next I'll go to Sean Hoffman, our village engineer.
Thank you, Mayor. You may have noticed I didn't circulate a report this evening. I knew you had a couple items that you wanted to get to. There really haven't been a lot of changes in terms of your projects. In fact, the County Office of Community Development released an email, which you may have seen. They're trying to address their grant process with HUD, and we should find out something in a couple of weeks in terms of ongoing projects. Construction is one of the essential services, if you will, that determined by Empire State Development. So construction may still go on. As if this lasts longer than a couple months, we may have to, you know, figure out how you want to handle some projects going forward. But we're kind of taking it week by week at this point. So in the near term, what I'll be doing is coordinating with the county. You fortunately had your public hearing for this grant application that should have been due at the end of April. That grant application is actually going to be due, I believe, the end of June. So a lot of changes going on, you know, and if anybody has any specific questions, please feel free to email me or give me a call.
Any questions from the board?
No. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Comments? Okay, I'll go right to Kelly. You have anything you want to share with us?
I do. I want to let the board know that Dennis has really been staying on top of this whole situation, I'm sure you all know. But he and I have been on the phone countless times, day, night, really trying to address this issue for the village and how to best go about it and just relay information back and forth because things are changing by the hour. I wanted to let the board know that our office has been declared an essential service as we provide advice to municipalities. So we will have a reduced staff. It'll likely just be one attorney, one staff member in the office. If anybody needs anything, you all have my cell phone number. You all have my email address. You have Rick's as well. Please feel free to contact us if you have any questions or issues. Please feel free, and I hope everybody stays safe and healthy.
Thank you, Kelly.
Great.
Kelly, I
any
just want to
final?
Thank,
go ahead.
I just want to thank
Kelly because, Kelly, you're right. It is rapidly. It changes to me, it seems, by the minute, by the hour. So thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Second, the comments.
I just wanted to say thank you to all you guys for keeping us abreast on everything that's going on. You guys are really working hard and putting a lot of hours in. I really appreciate the emails from you guys to let us know what's going on. And thank you so much.
Okay, great.
Mayor, I'd like to congratulate both Billy and Art on their passing their tests, and congratulate Matt on a job well done getting them through it.
Great.
Yep. And also, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm also thankful that Billy Dunn is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of his contact with people that he wasn't sure about. So we're glad about that, too. Also, Mayor, thank you for keeping us up to date with everything going on in Orange County. That's important. It helps us a lot.
Well, we got a long road ahead of us, and let's hopefully it gets shorter as we go along. So we'll get through this, and we'll do what we have to do. And in the meantime, the best thing we can do right now is just keep everybody informed, make sure our employees are safe, which they are right now, and then we'll get through this. So what I will be doing is reaching out to each of the board members this week because we are not going to violate the open meetings law to go over some maybe – I'm hoping you guys you get some time this week to go and look over the budget, and we can talk about any additional cuts you'd like to do. So I will be reaching out to you individually, and then we will go from there.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So anybody else have anything they would like to add?
No, sir.
Nope. No. Nothing here.
No.
Okay. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Some things okay, don't
motion
change.
Motion by Trustee Barnett. Second.
Oh, my God.
Trustee Kappen's only second.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Hey,
any
Kelly,
opposed?
Thank you for arranging. Please thank Kelly for arranging this thing tonight. Worked out pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.